USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tens of thousands of people in Puerto Rico remain without power 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona struck the U.S. territory. President Biden with First Lady Jill Biden visited the island Monday, promising to rebuild it, all while surveying the damage.
I'm committed to this island. And yes, Puerto Rico is a strong place, and Puerto Ricans are strong people. But even so, you have had to bear so much and more than need be, and you haven't gotten the help in a timely way.
Puerto Rico was still recovering from Hurricane Maria, which struck the island 5 years ago, and earthquakes that happened there in 2020. Fiona was a Category 1 storm when it hit the island, knocking everyone's lights out. The president will visit Florida midweek as parts of that state recovers from Hurricane Ian. At least 100 people have been reported dead from that storm. It was a Category 4 storm when it made landfall nearly a week ago. Fort Myers and Sanibel Island were among the hardest hit. Remnants of Ian are drenching parts of the East Coast. About 16 million people were under flood alerts for coastal areas from North Carolina to New Jersey. Another sign that life is starting to return to normal from the pandemic.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer maintain a country-by-country list of travel advisories related to COVID-19. Starting October 3rd, a notice will only be posted for a country if there is a concerning COVID-19 variant or other situation that would change the CDC's travel recommendations. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow soared 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points. Overall, the major indexes gained more than 2% at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court began its new term officially on Monday. USA Radio's Lance Pryor reports that among the action on its first day, a victory for gun safety advocates.
The United States Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear a challenge to a federal ban on devices called bump stocks that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. President Trump's administration made them illegal under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Trump's bump stock law went into effect in 2019 after the 1 October mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The court also declined to hear an appeal from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, which means a defamation suit against him can proceed. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Lindell for $1.3 billion, accusing him of hurting the company's brand by promoting long-debunked claims that it rigged the election in favor of now-President Biden. The Japanese Prime Minister's office says at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and is believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. Pyongyang fired the ballistic missile, escalating tests of weapons designed to strike key targets and regional U.S. allies amid stalled nuclear diplomacy. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. It's seen as an apparent response to military drills between the United States and South Korea. North Korea is viewing the drills as an invasion rehearsal. You can listen to us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.